Yeah, so the first one, g, g.
好,第一个,
yeah, this is the back position.
这个是后补发的辅音.
Back chin.
在你的下颚后部.
Second.
好,第二.
Yeah, the, all these fire elements consonant.
都是这个火元素的辅音.
It's in the middle.
是中间发的辅音.
Teeth and tongue.
是你的舌头和牙齿发的辅音.
And the third one.
好,第三个.
Again, earth elements.
又是土的元素.
Mm, yes. Yeah, this is the four of the lips.
它这个是用你的嘴唇, 最主要用嘴唇发声的辅音.
Yeah, you practice this also.
大家也要练习这个,
then you get this position. You speak the syllables in right position.
然后你就能够, 用正确的位置去发声每一个音节了。
Okay, go to the number seven.
那我们接下来往this further question about
yes.
this front and middle and the back. What's the meaning of this pronunciation position?
Meaning?
Yeah.
No, this is a pure physical condition.
发声它的部位就是你用哪个部位发声呢？ 就是你用那个,
yes. I can explain.
现在老师可以解释。
But as a tendency,
如果是从倾向性而言的话,
if we speak in the back chin,
如果我们用这个, 下颚, 后部发声,
this is a good exercise for the telling the story in epic.
就非常适合于讲故事这样的叙事式练习。
And when we speak in the middle, fire,
而中间用火的元素的这个发声练习,
it's a good exercise for the drama acting.
非常适合于戏剧活动的, drama speaking. 戏剧当中的演说的练习。
And when we speak in the front,
it's
a
lip,
this is a good good practice for the lyric.
它是非常适合于抒情诗的辅音练习。
But this is one secret which I myself haven't
solved yet.
Chinese language is really suitable for the lyric.
就是中文它真的非常适合于抒情诗的朗诵。
But interestingly, the Chinese language have this middle part a lot. Actually, this is good for the drama speaking.
舌头发声的音, 而中间牙齿舌头发的音呢, 它又更适合于戏剧的演说。
And this is still for my future thing to observe.
未来要去观察的一个主题。
Yeah. Okay. Good. Let's go to the.
好，那我们往下.
Loud and intensive, different.
大声和有力之间的区别.
Yeah. How I can explain? You know, if I say. Instead of fühles wieder Busch und Tal.
比如说这一句是,
I want to speak intensive, so I use the loudness.
我想要有力, 然后却用了大声的方式。
Then I just speak loud. Fühles wieder Busch!
Yes. 你的大声就是这样的。
Then you cannot listen to it.
这样你是没法听的呀，这种方式。
But if we want to speak intensively, fullness be the bush und tal. Yes? Then I use more consonant, for example. Or if I want to put more experience, then I use more breathing. Fullness be the bush und tal. Yeah. So through the different way of using the consonant, vowels, breathing, intensivity, we can express the poetry richer and deeper and wider and more interesting. Yeah, any question?
请问大家关于这点有没有问题？
Good, then. Breathing a little bit.
Can't use the breathing very well. She says she can't use the breathing very well. She cannot use the breathing very well.
She already asked me this question, right? In the other day. Yeah. So I gave her three answers. We have to slowly practice all this. And also this. Yeah, this India. Yes. It's a bit mixed up. It's necessary. What is it?
She said, when you said when you want to express more intensive, that actually you try to use more the consonants, strengthen the consonants. But in Dufu's lyric, you also said the vowels are very important. So how we can try to show the beauty and also use a good strong consonants?
I did both. Couldn't you hear? I do it again. Yes. Not just loud, but intensive. If I use more in consonant, let's be the bush and tall. Yes. It's more dramatical. Or we can use vowels with more breathing. Fullness wieder Busch und Tal. Yeah? The other way. So we combine these things. Yeah. Good. Why does the voices of the poem go down? Use the front of make it sound as a sound. Yeah. Goes down is like this. Yeah, some of the people speak like this. Like if this line, fullness be the bush und tal. Fullness be the bush und tal. Fullness be the bush und tal. Yes? Floating. The speech always has to go down, like the water goes from the higher place to the lower place.
从高处往低处流一样.
Fullest, yeah, going down.
这是往下.
Wieder Busch und Tal. Always going down.
总是往下,
always.
总是往下.
Otherwise, then I speak like always like this.
我讲话听起来总是像这样啊。
We always have to speak like this.
我们总是要像这样去讲话。
Then it makes a listener comfortable.
然后才会让听众更舒服。
But if I always speak like this,
如果是像这样的话,
then the listener feels very nervous and not sure.
很紧张而且很不确定。
This is also the difficulty of the students when I was attending the Gyeongdang Drama School. Most of the students have this difficulty. And some teachers have themselves have this problem. So we always have to try to speak down to the ground, down to the ground.
一直往下，下到地，下到地。
Yes. Yeah, it's difficult. Yeah. Learning, listen to others. You get yes, of course.
对,
but then, when you learn listening to others, and then you ask yourself, oh, maybe I do it same thing.
我是不是也会做同样的事情？
I feel the learning imitate. Yeah. Sorry, I cannot speak Chinese poetry.
抱歉，那个关于模仿老师的发音啊，老师没办法诵中文诗。Yeah,
this I feel very sorry to me too, because
非常的遗憾。
After losing my hearing sensation,
他是在失去了他的听力，I
couldn't learn foreign language anymore.
再也没办法学外语了。
Yes, yeah. I always tell my friends in China, if I could hear as I could hear before, now I can already speak Chinese poetry.
如果我们像以前一样能听到的话，我现在都已经可以朗诵中文诗了。
Yeah, German recording sent to us. I don't think so. It's too expensive.
嗯，不行，太贵了。
You cannot pay.
太贵了，大家付不起这个钱呢。
Well, for example, like when we attend the drama school in Gyeongdang, we have many teachers.
歌德堂那个戏剧学校的时候，我们有很多老师。
We never allowed to record their exercise and things. Never.
绝对不可以的。
Well, but we have already, for example, my storytelling recording.
对于来说，大家手上已经有老师讲故事的那个录音了呀。Right,
which I have never done.
对啊，这可是以前从来没有过的事情。
Yeah, then we should be very thankful to this situation right now. How we are.
现在所处的这个环境，这个情况。
Yeah, if we don't have this situation, I would never record my storytelling.
绝对不可能录这个讲故事的音频的。
All right, then number 8.
好，接下来第八。
Yes. Yeah, this related to the number five.
这和第五点其实也有联系的。
Yeah, the practices, how we can express
我们要如何
between the lines
去表达出这行与行之间的存在。
So we have three.
有讲到有三点.
Three ways to gain.
有三种.
This ability.
获得这个能力的方式.
First.
第一.
Practice. Yes. Yes.
对.
Yeah, this I already told you. Yeah, first one.
已经跟大家提到过了。
Second, life experience.
生活的经历.
Yeah, the good example, we have good example in our group.
我们这个集体当中就有一个很好的经历。
Red hair husband.
就是那个蔡，老蔡。
Yeah, you could hear his recitation.
大家听过他的朗诵没有，老蔡的。
Jinyao, can they also hear each other?
Yes, yes, they can hear. Yeah.
So he sends his recitation. Yeah. He has this. Because of his life experiences. So second is life experience. And the third, sensation.
感觉.
That means we have to polish our sensations.
这个意味着我们要磨砺我们的感觉.
Yeah, how we can polish sensations?
那我们要怎么样才能磨砺我们的感觉？
Maybe some of you here first time, how we can polish our sensations.
可能也知道我们要怎么样去让我们的感觉更敏锐。
Yeah, we have three to polish our sensations.
让我们的感觉更敏锐的方式。
First, go for a walk.
第一,
and
散步。
Love the nature.
热爱自然。
Best time would be we go out before sunrise, before the dawn. And come back after the dawn.
然后再，或者是说在，回来的话，在黎明之后再回来。
Most beautiful time of the day.
这一段时间是一天当中最美的时间。
Is Lily in the audience today? Or not?
I don't know. I have to check. 请问雅琴在吗？ 雅琴在的话，出来回个话。在吗？在吗？
啊 ，Yes, she's here.
Yeah, yeah.
She has shown some photos in the WeChat.
她在她的微信里面就有发一些照片。
Yeah, so you go for a walk before the dawn.
就是在黎明前去散步。
Can you show this picture again?
雅琴能不能发一下？
And also maybe you can tell. What kind of experiences you have? The walking before the dawn, watching the moon. Yes, 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 this is. Yes. Do you need to do something when you don't have to do anything? But. I mostly practice when I was when I'm walking.
我在散步的时候，绝大多数时候是在练习。
Yeah, good. The lady said, I will feel that integrated with the surrounding environment. Yes, yes. Yeah, in such certain darkness, yeah, you are with the nature, really. Yeah, either you wake up early enough or you don't go to bed. Either way. Yeah. And yesterday somebody said going for a walk is so scared of the ghost. Yeah, then I said, if you're scared, they chase you. But if you're not scared, they are friendly. What's it?
Which one?
Haka. Why have you?
She never experienced a ghost before. She never see.
Huh?
She never see the ghost before. She never saw the ghost before.
Yeah, better not see.
小白，你最好不要看到鬼。
More afraid to the dogs.
更怕狗是吧？小邓小鲁比较怕狗。
这一定，right?
Yeah.
Is that 这一定？
Yes, yes.
Yes, 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 yes. Yeah, yeah. Dogs in the evening because they are afraid in the darkness.
很害怕呀，在这种黑暗里。
Yeah, that's why they are very aggressive. Because of their fear. Yeah. Yeah, then gradually when it becomes dawn, the world changes totally. Yeah. So in the darkness, you hear the frogs.
所以在黑暗当中，你会听到青蛙的叫声。
Then change to the bird.
然后就会变成鸟叫声。
Yeah, such moment you can experience.
大家都能够去体验到这样的转换的瞬间。
Change from the frogs to the birds.
从青蛙叫声转到鸟叫声之间的这种变化。
Then you polish your sensations.
然后这样就可以去磨砺你的感觉。
Maybe this song, which one was that? I think it was from old singer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Through this deliverer to the front line.
当时那个刘威，在我们那个发给医疗前线的医疗工作者们的信当中唱的一首歌。
Yeah, later could we share this singing by old singer?
大家到时候可以分享一下吗？刘威，可以吗
？Yes, because this song, I wrote. I mean, actually, I cannot write in during the walking, but I made and composed also the melody. During I was walking.
不是说之后再分享啊，就是当时不是说写谱啊，是说我是在散步的时候，然后
right before the dawn
创作出了这个旋律，就是刚好在黎明前。
Yes. Yeah, this is a good idea. We can talk about it in next maybe we do today is Wednesday?
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Maybe in can we do either Friday or Saturday? No, Friday better because Sunday I'm on holiday, and so maybe Friday.
Oh, Friday. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, we will see. Yes. Okay, later. We can vote again, whatever. So if Saturday, maybe only one time in the afternoon. Yeah. If Friday, we can do twice. Yeah, we will see. So anyhow, yeah. So this is a first way to polish the sensation. Second way to polish the sensation is actually the other way around. To practice the lyric. it's a little funny, right?
对，蛮好笑的，对不对？
To be able to express the behind the lines, we have to polish the sensations.
But
to polish the sensation, we have to learn the lyric. Yeah, it's go round and round. Yeah. But if you practice more and more. Yeah. Then of course not only Duhu, also Li Bai, Wang Wei, Shi Ke. Then you can polish your sensations. Somebody asked, do you all live in the countryside? Why there is a frog sound? Yes, you're the only one who lives in the city. We all countrymen. You are the only one city people. We are all farmers. Okay. Good. Then, to polish the sensation, the third way. Dealing with the children. Especially autistic children, but actually dealing with all the children. That's also why the mother. Yeah. When the woman becomes mother. Yeah. Then, during she's taking care of the small child. That means during the child is still small, their sensation is key.
Yeah.
That you can tell the experience, your experiences, the mother's. Yeah. Red hair, your sensation was very keen when your son was small, right?
新梅，当你们家孩子还很小的时候，是不是你的感觉很敏锐啊？
Oh, listen, but my husband hates the
country.
Yeah, exactly. Because we are all actually from the city. We are actually before city people. Now we move to all to the countryside, you see.
Yeah, right here, yes. This sensation.
Yes. So, if we deal with the small children,
当我们面对小孩子的时候
，we polish our sensations，
我们就能够去让我们的感觉更敏锐，磨砺我们的感觉。
Yeah, look, look. When I was pregnant, yes, my sense of smell became very acute. Yes, exactly, exactly. Yes, because if we are not sensitive enough, we cannot raise the child. And especially when you deal with autistic children, or or you are the teacher or the parents, yes.
如果你是老师、父母的话
，you are always your sensation was always polished.
你的感觉是必须要时刻经受这种磨砺的。
Yeah, she said, I am in the, what? I am in the moon?
No, in the 1 month, during the 1 month after my child was born. In China, we call it
yes.
1 month. Yeah.
Yes, so she could...
Yeah, she can hear the electricity.
Yeah, she could sense the electricity, right? Yes, exactly.
没错没错
yes. Yes. Okay. Now, good. Any questions about this practice behind the line?
就是怎么样去表达这个行与行之间的练习？请大家有没有问题？
Yes, yeah, actually, you know, they already asked the questions. Now we go to the number 9.
好，那我们去讲第9。
What if you are sensitive only when facing children? What if you are, what is it?
Sorry, which one? which one? Sorry. Owning.
Yeah.
Owning this one. What if you are sensitive only when facing the children, right? I think she meant only in dealing with the children she can be sensitive, but other things she feels she's not sensitive.
Three, going for a walk.
这个只有面对孩子的时候才敏感，也还是那三
点啊。Practicing
dealing. 出去散步。
Dealing with the children.
然后继续去面对孩子。
Yeah, these three.
还是这三点。
And just after. Some color forehead can confinement can be also be sharpened.
Oh no, during this 1 month after the child was born, is also, when you said that as a mother, your sensation is always being polished.
Yes.
Yeah, so she feels, as a mother, we also have such an opportunity.
Yes. Yeah, get along with different children, including autistic children.
对，跟不同的孩子相处，包括自闭症的孩子。
Yeah, because autistic children is a very sensitive, or even so to speak, over sensitive.
自闭症的孩子啊，他是非常敏感，甚至可以称之为过敏感的孩子。
Yeah, walk in the rainy days, I try.
在下雨天的时候。
If it's not hard, I go.
如果雨不大我就去，怎么散步。
Yeah. But that would be like a cold in winter in Hokkaido.
最好是冬天，很寒冷的北海道。
And little snowy night.
下着一点小雪的那个夜晚。
Yeah, very beautiful.
非常美。
Yeah, but rain is also beautiful. But if it's too strong, then
下的太大的话
then I stay at home.
我就不去了，留在家里。
The food affect your feeling? Yes, I think so. But this is private issue.
这个是我们每个人
的 depends on the person.
自己的事情，就是我们每个人都有自己的自由。
What is this? What is the difference between 5, 8 months?
So number five, you said, is the point that we have to deal the consonant vowels in different way.
Yeah, so in that five, I only explained about the first issue, the practice. But now I explain the second and third.
现在呢，讲到了第二、第三。
Yes, changes in the colors of the children's skin, smoothness.
对，孩子的皮肤的变化，他们的光滑程度，皮肤的。颜色。
This will be also maybe we can talk about it more in the next lecture.
Chinya,
maybe you can remember.
Okay.
How we can observe such children's situation through the keen sensation, maybe.
下一次我们可以讲一讲怎么样通过敏锐的感觉去观察孩子们的现状。